Welcome to Victor Reader.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin, and this is a podcast on the Victor Reader stream, which you just heard. I just turned it on. It announced itself and told me what book or file I was in. As an introduction, I have to say that this is probably the best piece of technology I've seen come along in quite some time. It does a lot of things. It does every one of them very well. One of the things you'll be hearing throughout this podcast is the sound of the Victor Stream itself, and we're going to take a tour of it by listening to it rather than simply listening to me. Before I get further into this podcast, let me say that this unit is so full-featured, I'm never going to be able to cover everything. I'm going to talk about a lot, but you can be sure that everything that is to be covered is in the user guide. And I'm going to give you the link to that. I was going to put it on the podcast itself, but it's a rather long link, so I'm simply going to make sure it's on the page where the podcast is located. The link contains the user guide, the latest firmware upgrade, the What's New section, and the FAQ. And I'll make sure you have that on the same site of the podcast. So with no further ado, let's get to it. A description of the unit. It is about the shape of a deck of cards, a little bit larger, but not much. The weight of the unit, according to my scale, is 4.6 ounces, including the battery and the SD card, which isn't an awful lot. But let me tell you, this is a very sturdy piece of equipment. It is not flimsy by any means. Let's orient the unit so I can give you a physical description. On the front of the unit is a number pad key, as I've said before. The top of the unit is kind of flat, with a hole in it for the SD card. The bottom of the unit is rounded with nothing on it. So if you hold the unit with the number pad facing you, here's what you have. Let's start by talking about what's on the top of the unit. On the very left-hand side of the top is the USB jack. To the right of it is the SD card slot, and this works as a spring-loaded card slot. You push the card in, it clicks. When you push it again, it goes in a little bit and pops out so that you can easily grab the end of it. To the right of the card slot is the AC adapter jack. When the AC is plugged in, the battery is charged. And when it is not, obviously the unit is operating on battery power. On the right-hand side, you have at the very top the headphone jack. Beneath that is the microphone input. Beneath that is the record button. On the top and the bottom of the record button are two little rubber, I'm not sure what to call them, they're little rubber ridges that you notice that surround the record button. I think this is probably intended to keep you from pressing it accidentally. And the record button is flush with the side pretty much, so there's not a possibility of really accidentally pressing it, but they've gone to extra length to make sure you don't. There's nothing on the bottom of the unit. On the left-hand side of the unit, at the very top, is a round push button, which does a number of things. Pushing the button in and holding it turns the unit on. When the unit's on, if you push in and hold the button, it turns it off. Also, when the unit's on, if you just press the button and release it, it cycles among three things. One, volume. Two, speed. Three, tone. And these parameters are operated by the two buttons below the round button that I have described. The buttons below are arrow-shaped, one pointing up and one pointing down. And depending on what you're in, they either raise or lower the volume, raise or lower the speech rate, or raise or lower the tone. If you're playing a file, this simply happens, and you don't hear an announcement. If you're in stop, you hear things like
volume 14. Volume 13.
Now, if I press the button at the top, which is the on-off button, but I just press it once and let it go.
Speed.
I'm now on speed. So if I press the up button.
Speed 1. Speed 2.
Now the down button.
Speed 1. Speed 0.
And notice it beeps when you get to the default. When I press the top button again.
Tone.
And I press the up button.
Tone 1. Tone 2.
It's just like the volume.
Tone 1. Tone 0.
And again, it beeps when you get back to the default. And those are the only three buttons on the left side of the unit. The back of the unit is totally flat. To remove the battery, one slides the back of the case toward the bottom, and it releases. There is a flat battery inside. At the top of the battery is a little nib on the battery that one can stick one's finger in and simply pull the battery out. And it only goes in one way, so you won't have any trouble figuring out which way that is. I'll put the bottom back on, push the case forward, and it locks. On the front of the unit, at the very top, on the left-hand side, is a grill, which is the speaker, a very tiny speaker, but a speaker nonetheless. What's very interesting about the speaker with regard to the headphone output is that when you're playing a file using the speaker and you set the volume, and then you plug in the headphones and change the volume so as to match what you really want to hear through the headphones, both those volumes are independent of each other. If you are listening through headphones and you unplug the headphones, you go back to the volume you last used when you were using the speaker. When you plug in the headphones, you go back to the volume you used when you were playing the headphones. This is a really wonderful feature because what it does is prevent you from wrecking the speaker by turning up the headphone volume because you want to hear it louder, and then unplugging the headphones and all of a sudden the speaker is blaring too loudly. This doesn't happen because they both have their separate memory for volumes. So, the left-hand grill is the speaker. On the right top front of the unit is the microphone grill. Looks very much like the speaker grill, but it's the microphone. There's a little ridge that separates the top of the unit where the microphone and the speaker are located from the buttons on the front of the unit. And I want to give you a quick overview of what those buttons are. I'm not going to go into them at this point. I just want to tell you where they are and what they are. Above the 1 key of the number pad is the go-to key. Above the 3 key is the bookmark key. Then you have the number pad key, which does all kinds of things which we'll go into in a second. Below the 0, you have an oval-shaped sleep button. And below that, you have three buttons, one in the middle, is a rectangular button, which is the play stop button, and the two buttons on either side of it, pointing to the left and the right, are the rewind and fast forward buttons. I'm going to turn on the key describer mode and let Victor Stream explain to you what each key does. I'm going to hold down the 0.
Key describer on.
Now anytime I press a key, it will say its function without performing the act. There are two buttons at the top of the button section, one on the left.
Go to page.
And this can be used to go to a number of things. Go to page, go to header, go to percent of text file, etc. We'll have more to say about that later. The one on the right.
Bookmark.
Is the bookmark key. Now the bookmark key allows me to do a number of things. If I press it once.
Go to bookmark.
I can go to a bookmark, press it again.
Insert bookmark.
I can insert by pressing a number and hitting the pound key.
Start highlight bookmark.
I can start and end a highlight bookmark, which actually puts a start and end mark around a selection of text I want to play over and over. This might come in really handy if I was learning a play or something that I wanted to hear some lines over and over again. I press bookmark again.
Bookmark list.
I get to a bookmark list, which I can arrow through by using the 4 key and the 6 key.
Remove bookmark.
I can remove a bookmark.
Go to bookmark.
And I'm now back to go to bookmark. I'm not going to go through the number pad key in order because I want to talk about the navigation features first using the number pad. The 2 key and the 8 key are the scroll up and down buttons, and the 4 key and the 6 key are the scroll back and scroll forward buttons. You use the 2 and the 8 key to scroll through the element of a book that you want to navigate by. For example, in books that are properly tagged, you press the 2 or the 8 key and you can go back and forth between headers, header level 1, 2, and 3, pages if there are any, phrase, that sort of element. Once you're in the element you want, for example, header level 2, you press the 4 or the 6 key to go to all header level 2s. The other keys on the keypad have different functions. Pressing number 1,
bookshelf, 1.
We'll read you the bookshelf that you're on, and you can use this key to cycle through the kinds of bookshelves on your unit. Talking books, other books, music, text files, notes, etc. Once you press this key, you're in the folder that is associated with these books. And for example, if you have more than one talking book, you can use the 4 and the 6 key to go back and forward through the list of books. You then press the play key, and you're in that book. We already know what the 2 key does. Pressing the 3 key,
delete 3,
will delete the file that you are currently in. You have to confirm by pressing the pound key, which is to the right of the 0. The 4 key we've already done. The 5 key,
where am I? 5.
Will give you your position in the book. And this differs depending on what kind of book you're in. If you're in a talking book, for example, it might give you the header that you're in. If you're in a text file, it might give you the percent of the file that you have read through, time elapsed, etc. It gives you any number of things depending on what kind of file you're in. But it always gives you information about where you are in the file or in the book. The 6 key we know. The 7 key is
menu 7.
The first time you press the menu key, you get
menu, navigation and playback, loop, disable.
And you can use the 2 and the 8 keys to go back and forth between loop and time jump. Time jump is another way that you can navigate through the file that I forgot to mention. And you can set this, let's see what you can do. You can go
time
to time jump,
one,
and you can
minute,
do 1 minute,
five minutes,
ten minutes.
One minute.
Okay, so those are your choices in time jump. If you press the 7 key in the menu twice,
skip, all, play,
you get to various things in the book that you can either have played or skipped. And this is especially true if you're reading something like a textbook, because there are lots of sidebars and footnotes that you may or may not want read. So if you arrow through here,
sidebar, play.
Sidebar is on play. If I press the 4 or the 6 key,
skip.
I get the skip.
On demand.
On demand.
Play.
Play. Back to play. What else can we play or skip?
Producer note. Play. Page number. Play. Footnote. Play. All. Play.
So they're all on play. That's fine. We get out of there. We hit the star key.
Leaving menu.
And we're out of menus. The 8 key we know. The 9 key is a very interesting key. In many DAISY books, there is an audio file and a text file. And the 9 key allows you to jump back and forth between the two. And why would you want to do that? Well, let's say you were reading a book in audio and you came upon a proper name. If you then press the 9 key, you are at the same place in the book you were in the audio, but now you're in the text file. And now one of the ways you can navigate through the file is by a character. So you use the 2 and the 8 key to get the character. You use the 4 and the 6 key to go backwards or forward through the word. It will spell the word for you as you press the keys. Once you've done that, you press 9. You go back to the audiobook in the same place you left it. And the 0 key has two functions. Well, actually, a couple of these buttons have two functions. If you press the 0 key once,
Info.
National Geographic. October 2007.
62. Headings. Total time. 4 hours, 30 minutes, 19 seconds. Time elapsed, 4 hours, 24 minutes, 33 seconds. Time remaining, 5 minutes, 46 seconds. 3. Bookmarks in this book. 11. Books. Battery powered, battery level, high. About Victor Reader, version 1.1.15, model 303, stream 1. User key. Serial number.
Well, you don't really need to know my serial number. Now, you ask, do I have to hear all of that? No, not necessarily. If you press the 0 key, you can stop the automatic reading of this by pressing the 4 or 6 key. So I press 0.
Info.
Now I press 4.
National Geographic. October 2007.
Gives me the title. It now stops. It waits for me to do something. I press the 6 key again.
62. Headings. Total time, 4 hours. Time elapsed, 4
so
hours.
So I can arrow
24.
Through these. Let's say
time
I want to get to battery power.
Minutes, 3.
Or how much battery I have left.
11. Books. Battery powered. Battery level, high.
That's what I wanted to know. I could have gone backwards and gotten to that quicker once I knew what the order of the selections were, and I can press star to get out of here.
Cancelled.
If you hold down the zero key, you get to...
Key describer on.
And you hold it down again, and you get to...
Key describer off.
Below the zero is a sleep mode button, an oval-shaped button. If you press it...
Sleep, 15 minutes. Sleep, 30 minutes. Sleep, 45 minutes. Sleep, 60 minutes. Sleep, off.
So if you play using any of these sleep modes, it will turn itself off when it gets to the end of that particular time that you've set. I think it gives you a 1 minute warning before it gets there, and then it simply turns itself off. And by the way, if no button is pressed, the Victor Stream will turn itself off after a half an hour to save battery power. There are three more buttons on the unit. Below the sleep button is the play stop button.
Play stop.
To the left of play is an arrow facing to the left.
Rewind.
And to the right of the play key is an arrow facing right.
Fast forward.
And we'll have more to say about those keys in a moment. Now there's one more button that does something if you press it or hold it. As I said before, pressing the one key cycles you through the book list, but if you hold down the one key...
Enter user guide.
You're now in...
Victor Reader Stream user guide.
Thank you. You're now in the Victor Reader Stream User Guide. Now, this is probably a good book to use to see how we navigate through a book. I'm currently on header level 1. So if I press play...
Highlight bookmarks are used to define the start
and the
end positions of the
passage. I happen to be exactly the point of the book where I left off before, and that's another thing. Every time you leave a book and go someplace else, it remembers your place. So every book you come back to, you're in the same place you were when you left off. Now, if I press play and then press number 6, I should go to the next major header.
Later playback. Setting highlight book 5. Configuration menu key 7. The Victor Reader Stream can be customized using the 6. Listening to music and other books.
Now, what if I wanted to go to smaller levels to see what was in that chapter without going to the next chapter? I press 2 until I get to, well, let's go to heading level 3s.
Character, word, sentence, line, phrase, page, level 4.
Wow, there's even 4. So this book is really marked up and you can see all the things you can go to. Let's go to heading levels 4 and see what we get.
6.1 Other Books Bookshelf. The following list provides an 6.1.1 Audible.com Books. Stream can play Audible.com format for books. 6.2 Music Bookshelf. The following list provides an example of how music files may be grouped in...
So you can understand that you can get to just about any place you want to get to in this book by using any of these navigation features. Now, this is using the speech synthesizer in the unit itself. It is not an audibly recorded book. So let's listen to the speech synthesizer for a while and try speeding it up. Let's press play and see what this is like.
Here, bookmark list. 18. Press the key. 4.
I'm going to speed it up.
6. To go from one bookmark to the next. Each time you press the key, you will hear the number of the next bookmark and playback will begin. Press the pound key to confirm the current position and continue play. Press the star key to exit the bookmark list. Note. The bookmark list always contains one bookmark for the beginning and end of book. Bookmarks are sorted by their position in the book, not by the bookmark number. 4.5.6 Remove bookmark. Press it. Bookmark. Key. 5 times until you hear remove bookmark. Enter the number of the bookmark you wish to remove. Press it. Pound. Key to confirm. To remove all the bookmarks in the book. First press it. Bookmark. Key 5 times until you hear remove bookmark. Press
I think
key.
We can
Nine.
Slow
Five
this
times.
Down.
Enter the press it. Pound. Key to confirm. 4.6 Sleep mode. Sleep key. Sleep mode. Sleep mode. Key lets you program the late period. After which the player will shut down automatically. Press
Notice
it.
That
sleep
we
mode.
Again heard the beep tone when we got back to the default, even though it wasn't giving us the number of the speech rate changes. So that's the synthesizer of this book as it plays text files, HTML files, etc. This is an HTML file, so in HTML files that are marked up, as you've discovered, you can jump to header, etc. In text files, you don't have that option because there really aren't those demarcations. However, you do have certain other options. Let's find a text file.
Bookshelf. Talking books. 1. Other books. 7. Music. 0. Text files. 2. Books, 2.
Victor Stream Watts, new HTM.
Now, when I arrive at any folder with books in it by pressing the 1 key, I'm at the upper root of that directory. So if I press either 4 or 6, I go back and forth between the books that are in that particular folder. I press the 4 key.
1.
Test text document text.
And this is a file that I wrote, which we sort of really don't need to play now because we've sort of demonstrated the speed, but I'll play
text
part
files.
Of it anyway.
Test text document.
When you press
text.
Play, you're now in the file. You haven't started playing yet, but you have to get down into the file level. Now when you press the play key, you play, or when you press the navigation key, here's what you can navigate between in text files.
Screen. Character. Word. Sentence. Line. Paragraph. Screen.
So, there are your navigations. Let's play this file.
Neil, now, what about an HTML?
Let's make sure we're at the beginning. We press the go to.
Go to percent.
And we press 1.
1.
And we press play. We could press star and it would go there and stop. We can press play and it will automatically start.
The Victor Stream will play text files. It will also play HTML files. In each of these files, you can navigate by different blocks of text. So, Neil, why don't you press stop and see what levels you can use in this text file?
Well, thank you. We've already done that, so we don't need to do that anymore. All right, let me give you a sample of what audiobooks sound like and the speed increments in those. These are just books that I happen to have on this player at the moment, some of which are tagged really well and some of which aren't. I'm going to look for talking books. I'm going to press the 1 key.
Text files, 2. Notes, 1. Book. Talking books, 1. Book.
National Geographic, October 2007.
Okay, all right. That's the name of the book. I'm going to press play.
Davy, in black, observed
the and I'm right where I left off.
Tusk.
Now, on a lot of MP3 players I've had, when you speed up either the speech synthesizer or the reading of audible books, you get a lot of distortion or breaking up of the sound, etc. This unit gives you none of that. They have come up with a really wonderful speech algorithm. You can go amazingly fast, and it just sounds like you've speeded it up. There's no distortion, there's no crackling, there's no separation of the sound, etc. Listen to what happens
Destroying
here.
Destroying the ivory made a strong statement to poachers and made sure it never would be sold. Since our March 2007 Ivory War story, Geographic readers have contributed more than $250,000 to help the park. For more information, see the Wildlife Conservation Society website. WCS.org/saving elephants. Caption to photograph. Officials watch as 2 tons of ivory burn at Sukuma. End of caption.
On assignment, down.
Waiting for gorillas. David Common was reminded of a central fact of field biology in a remote forested...
So once again, this very nice speech change algorithm here that they use, which is very smooth indeed. I find that I can whiz through books. When I really want to read slowly, I can slow it down. When I want to navigate back and forth the headings, I can do that. Phrases... sentences, words, or I can use the forward and rewind buttons on the Victor Stream to navigate. Let's press play. I'm going to press rewind,
Congo.
Which is to the left.
There's a lot of sitting around.
One minute. Now, what you heard is, you heard the rewind as it would be almost on a tape recorder, speeding through the book, and then it said 1 minute. If I'd held it down, it would have gone to another minute. So it first starts out very slowly. So if you want to go back a couple sentences, that's fine. If you want to go back more than that, you hold it down longer. Or you can actually go to time jump in the navigation block and navigate by whatever time you choose. The other thing that you can do with the forward and rewind buttons is to tap them. And they go back or forward about 5 seconds. So if I'm playing...
National Park. Recently, when Park Administrator Louisa Rons told the president
and I hit the
he needed
left
to help
button.
Protect elephants, Park Administrator Louisa Rons told the president
you see how far
he
it
needed
goes
to
back.
Help protect elephants.
So if I want to go through Dave, this just sort
Barry,
of by 5 second increments
sure
and look for things,
have contributed more.
That's another way to do it. Now let's talk about setting bookmarks.
These ILCP members have contributed to National Geographic.
What if I wanted to set a bookmark here? I press the bookmark key, which is the key above the 3 key, the two keys above the number pad key. This one is on the right above the 3 key, and I get...
Go to bookmark.
Well, there aren't any bookmarks so far because I haven't set any. So I press it again.
Insert bookmark.
So I can insert a bookmark by pressing a number on the number pad key or simply letting it default to a particular setting. Let's say I want it to be bookmark 1. I press number 1 on the number pad key.
1.
And I press the pound key to accept.
Bookmark 1. Inserted.
Now, let's go back to the beginning of this book by pressing the Go To button.
Go to page.
There's no page, so I press it again. Well, maybe there is a page. Nope, no page. So I press it again.
Go to heading.
So I go to heading number 1.
1.
And press... Let's press play because it'll just start reading.
National Geographic, October 2007.
We're at the beginning of the
Copyright
book.
Copyright 2007, National
Geographic. I'm going to press the bookmark key.
Go to bookmark.
And it says go to bookmark. I'm going to press 1.
1.
And I'm going to press play.
James Balog, Annie Griffith Spelt.
And that's exactly where
Jim
I
Brandenburg,
set the bookmark.
Wade Davis.
Now, if I set
David
another
Dubilet.
Bookmark... And you'll see that there's a bookmark list.
Go to bookmark.
So I set another bookmark at bookmark
2. Bookmark 2. Inserted.
Now, if I press the bookmark key, I get...
Go to bookmark.
So I can do what I did before and press a number key. I can press it again.
Insert bookmark.
And I can insert a bookmark as I've done before.
Start highlight bookmark. Bookmark list.
And I can go to bookmark list. So I can arrow back and forth with the 4 and 6 keys.
Bookmark. 1.
James Balog.
Bookmark. 2.
Jack Dakinga.
So I can go through
Patricio
them that way.
Robles-Gill.
I press bookmark again.
Go to bookmark.
And I'm back to go to bookmark. Now here's one of the neatest features of this player. I can set an audio bookmark. It's basically like writing in the margins of a book. If I'm playing a part of a book, let's say I'm in the National Geographic magazine.
Chad's president, Idris Deby, takes a special interest in his country's Zakouma National Park.
Now, let's say I want to set an audio bookmark so that I can go back to that part of the text that I just played and attach a note to it. I press the bookmark key twice.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark.
Now, instead of pressing a number, I press record.
Start recording.
I'm recording a test note to be played back with this bookmark.
Stop recording. Bookmark 3 inserted.
Now, it automatically inserted the next number. I could have pressed that beforehand. But now let's go to some other place in the book and start reading.
NG Books. Atlas of China.
And now let's go to that bookmark and see what happens. I press the bookmark key.
Go to bookmark.
I press number 3.
3.
And play. I'm recording a test note to be played back with this bookmark.
Recently, when park administrator Louisa Rons...
Isn't that cool? So it's basically like I just put something in the margin that I wanted to remember as I was reading that portion of the page. Pretty cool. Now let's talk about this notes feature for a while. There are two ways you can deal with the notes feature. You don't have to do just a note for a bookmark. You could actually record notes for a lecture or whatever you want to record. And this is a very nice feature. You can either press and hold down the record button and it will say recording, blah, 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 etc. And it will beep and you can record. And then you can release the button. Or you can simply press the button and let it go and record for as long as you want and then press the record button again when you want to stop recording. So I'm going to press the record button.
Start recording.
I'm recording a test note to see what the notes feature sounds like. This is quite a nice microphone. It is not stereo, but it is a very good quality microphone for recording speech, lectures, etc.
Stop recording. Note 5. Created.
Now, were I in a book when I recorded this note, I would still remain in that book. I wouldn't lose my place, and I could press 1 to go to the notes folder. I'm in the notes folder at the moment, so I simply press play. I'm recording a test note to see what the notes feature sounds like. This is quite a nice microphone. It is not stereo, but it is a very good quality microphone for recording speech, lectures, etc. To turn off the Victor stream, you simply hold in the top button on the left-hand side until you hear. And now you know that the player is off. All right, I'm in the computer room now, and I'm going to finish this podcast by using the internal microphone of the unit. Not a bad mic, actually. And what do you think I found when I plugged an external mic into the microphone input? I found that when I use my Radio Shack cell phone microphone, it works. And what's interesting about that is that this microphone needs plug-in power. Guess what? The Victor has it. Oh, I didn't know that. I hadn't read that part in the manual yet. This mic's a little too hot for this recorder, so it's a bit distorted, so I'll go back to using the internal mic. By the way, how I stopped and started again, plugging in the external microphone and being in the same file, was that if you are recording and you press the play button, it goes into pause. When you press the play button again, it continues recording. When you want to stop recording, you press the record button. Pretty neat. I want to talk about some updates that are coming that I have been allowed to mention. This podcast is being recorded the latter part of December in 2007, so if you're listening to this much later, these updates are probably already out, and there might even be more updates. But coming soon will be two things. One, an application which will allow you to do two things. One, to more easily transfer books to and from the unit, from the computer to the unit. You can do that now by either connecting the USB cord to the computer and transferring, or by using a card reader or a built-in card reader if your computer has one. But this application will make it a little easier to do in that it will show you all the books on your computer and all the books on the unit and allow you to transfer either way. The other part of this is that it will allow you to transfer notes to your computer. The notes are recorded in a format that is not a typical format that is either WAVE or MP3. It is a format used by other kinds of equipment, but the application that will be forthcoming will allow these notes to be transferred to either WAVE or MP3 onto your computer. And that's how I'm doing this particular note. The other update that's coming is the ability to read both WMA files and BRF files. So that will even more increase the number of kinds of books that can be read with this very impressive unit. Well, I think that about does it. I'm sure I'll think of 1,000 things to say about this great little piece of equipment as soon as I finish this podcast, but at least I think you have some idea of the flexibility of this unit and what it will do. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. I'll put the links up along with the announcement of this podcast so you can find them. And this is Neil Ewers saying thanks for listening and have a great day.